Under pressure from New York's Attorney General, 30 online retailers who sell on Amazon have agreed to no longer offer some toy guns to New York residents. A New York law prohibits the sale of those realistic toy guns in the state unless they feature a brightly colored tip to show they're not real. But Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office says the company still sold thousands of replica guns in the state in recent years. A similar gun was the one 12-year-old Tamir Rice was holding when he was shot and killed by police in Cleveland. Under the deal with New York State, the retailers have paid $27,000 in fines. That's on top of the $300,000 some big box stores like Walmart, Sears, and Kmart paid in their deal with the state earlier this year. Those stores also agreed to stop selling those replica guns. Gun safety advocates say New York's campaign against realistic-looking toy guns needs to be expanded nationwide.
The fact that Congress has chosen not to regulate this very pervasive and lethal consumer product is a great tragedy and shame that Americans need to do something about.
Half a dozen states have laws on the books dealing with toy guns. Another seven have introduced legislation to create or amend such laws.